Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Good evening and happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. I just want to welcome you this evening to Advent Light Ministry Prayer Line. Amen. I pray that everyone is doing well by God's grace. Thank you for joining us. I know you probably had a tedious week and a lot of temptation, a lot of trials that you have to overcome. But I pray by God's grace you did and you became stronger, and may you continue to endure even until the end. Let us pray. Kind and loving Father, we thank you ever so much for this Sabbath day of rest. I just want to thank you this Sabbath evening as we come together to glorify and to praise you and to magnify your name. We want to say thank you for keeping us, because it is nothing that we done in our own strength. That's why we're here. But it's because of your power. It's because of your love. It's because of your long suffering to us, erring ones. Lord, help us to be overcomer. Forgive us of our sins, our iniquity, our transgression, Lord. Cleanse us of all unrighteousness, Lord. Teach us to number our days, because the days are evil. We are in the last days, and we see things are happening all around us, and people are being destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Help us to gain wisdom, and while gaining wisdom, gain understanding, knowledge. Help us to teach others also, and not to keep these gems to ourselves. We ask that you bless each and everyone listening, even now, via the internet and on the phone. And those that will be listening to this rebroadcast, bless them, Lord, abundantly, more than they can ever ask or think, and answer their prayer, which is according to your will, that they will prosper, they will grow, and that they will be encouraged. Even now, bless the speaker that will be joining us at the 8 o'clock hour, and bless each and every one of us. As we testify, we praise you in song and thanksgiving, in our prayer, in our testimony. Because without a test, we won't have a testimony. And we thank you ever so much, Lord. Bless us even now as we worship you in spirit and in truth. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. Again, good evening, brothers and sisters. Happy Sabbath. Praise the Lord. We know God is good, and He is soon to enter this world, to come back, not as a babe, but as a mighty conqueror. So my question is, are you ready for the return of our Lord? And I just wanted to share this. It was a reading that I got from a friend, and it was I liked it very much. It was a wonderful reading, and it's reminding us of our Lord's returning. The watchman said, "The morning cometh, and also the night. If ye will inquire ye, return, come." An understanding of the hope of Christ's second coming is the key that unlocks all the history that follows and explains all the future lessons. And I believe this is M.R. Maranatha 15.1, page 15, paragraph 2. The voice of the true watchman needs to be heard all along the line. Sorry, let's read that again. The voice of the watchman needs now, N-O-W, now to be heard all along the line. The morning cometh and also the night. The trumpet must give a certain sound, for we are in the great day of the Lord's preparation. Maranatha, page 15.3. The truth of prophecy are bound up together, and as we study them, they form a beautiful cluster of practical Christian truth. All the discourses that we give are plainly to reveal that we are waiting, working, and praying for the coming of the Son of God. His coming, our hope. Amen. This hope is to be bound up with all our words and works, with all our association and relationship. The second coming of the Son of Man is to be the wonderful theme kept before the people. Here is a subject that should never be left out of our discourses. Eternal reality must be kept before the mind, eyes, and the attraction of the world. And the attraction of the world will appear as they are altogether profitless, as vanity. What are we to do with the world's vanity? Its praises, its riches, its honor, or its enjoyment? And we know in Ecclesiastic, Solomon talked about vanity. Ecclesiastic 1:14, it said, "I have seen all the works that are done under the sun, and behold, all is vanity and vexation of spirit." And we know Solomon, he was the richest man, richest and wisest. He had wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, because that's what he asked of God, and he gave him also riches. And he said, "Everything under the sun is vanity." Continue reading. "We are pilgrims and stranger who are waiting, hoping, and praying for the blessed hope, the glorious appearing of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If we believe this and bring it into our practical life, what vigorous action would this faith and hope inspired and fervent love one for another, what careful holy living for the glory of God and in our respect for the recompenses of the reward, line of demarcation would be evidence between us and the world. The truth that Christ is coming should be kept before every mind." So remember that, brothers and sisters, we should keep the truth of Jesus coming before every mind. And we, as his disciples, as his ambassador need to be doing that, crying aloud and spearing not and show the people their transgression and the house of Israel, Jacob, their sins, and telling the Gentiles, everyone, that Jesus is soon to come. Make your calling and election sure. Today, choose ye who you will serve, because it's everything we do is pointing us towards either the narrow way or the broad way. Amen. So please press 1 so that I can open your line if you would like to share. Again, welcome, brothers and sisters. Happy Sabbath. Amen. And it said, upon another Sabbath, as Jesus entered a synagogue, he saw there a man who had a withered hand. The Pharisees watched him, eager to see what he would do. The Savior well knew that in healing on the Sabbath, he would be regarded as a transgressor, but he did not hesitate to break down the wall of tradition, requirements that barricades the Sabbath. Jesus bid the afflicted man stand forth and then ask, is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath day or to do evil, to save life or to kill? It was a maxim amongst the Jews that a failure to do good when one had opportunity was to do evil. To neglect to save life was to kill. Thus Jesus met the rabbis on their own ground, but they held their peace. And when he had looked around about on them with anger, being grieved for the hardness of their heart, he said unto the man, stretch forth thine hand. Stretch it out, and his hand was restored, amen, whole as the other. Mark chapter 3, verses 4 through 5, and also Desire of Ages, page 286, paragraph 2. Amen. Jesus is in the business of healing, brothers and sisters. Our sin-sick body, soul, or mind, he wants to restore us, that spiritual brokenness that we have when we separate from God. He wants to make us new again and restore us. So praise the Lord. Great things he have done and great things he wants to do within our life, within the life of our friends, our family, and our home. He wants to restore us. So I just thank the Lord for his many promises. Amen. So again, please press 1 if you would like to share. This is sharing time. If you have a testimony, prayer request, scripture reading, a song, we can probably have a song or prayers, please press 1. I believe this is Sister Consonelli, and beautiful voice, and you can go ahead and share, my sister. If you have a song, you can sing the whole song or 2 songs, giving God praise and glory. Amen. Your line is now open.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister amen. Carla, for opening my line. Happy Sabbath to all.
Happy
of
Sabbath.
Us well this evening. I know I had a very special week, a good week. I cannot complain. God is good, because the mere fact that I'm alive and so many thousands of people are dead, I have something to give God praise and thanks for this evening. So before I read, I want to remind us and to remind myself of God's precious promises, some of the promises that he placed in the Bible for us. And I would read, I would memorize because I know them. I would repeat some of them, some of God's precious promises that he has given to us. And the first one, you know, the first one is in Isaiah 32:17. It says, and the work of righteousness shall be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness. and assurance forever. Isaiah 32:17. And then you have another one in Isaiah 26:3. Thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth. You know, that is one of my favorite verses, Bible verses. God has promised to keep us in perfect peace no matter how much the storm is raging around us. We can be quiet. We can be so quiet that people would notice it and will ask questions. Another one I would like to say is in Galatians 5:22-23. It says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such, there is no law. So that is how we should be, long-suffering, and the whole line of it, patience. We should be peaceable, and people should see this in us in days like these. And another one that I would like to bring to remembrance is Psalm 119:165. Another of my favorite. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. When we are really at peace, we could always be so quiet. When everyone around us is disturbed and troubled, we would have that serene spirit, quiet spirit, that it will attract others to you. And Psalm 4:8 says, I will both lay me down in peace and sleep. For thou, Lord, only makest me to dwell in safety. That is Psalm 4:8. When you're at peace, you could sleep anywhere. As how Jesus was sleeping in the bottom of the ship when the storm was raging, that is what we call peace. All around us can be disturbed. We can be disturbed, and we would be there quietly sleeping, peaceable. If God is in us, God is with us. And these are verses that all of us should really, you know, memorize. And another one is in Isaiah 54:13. And all thy children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of thy children. When I think about the McBrides in Honduras, they are trying to get these children. They don't go to school. They don't even know colors. They can't even recognize colors. They are brought up in ignorance. They don't know anything. And they are now trying to get them in school. And he is doing a wonderful job there in Honduras. Yes, he says, and all thy children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of thy children. Another one is in Ephesians 2:14. For he is our peace. God is our peace. And if we are really, you know, living in peace, if we are living in peace, God will always, we will be so, we will be undisturbed with the things that are happening around us, right? And this, my last one, is in John 14:26. This is another of my favorite verse. It says, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. And the Bible is filled with so much of God's precious promises. And we need to memorize these texts, because when we memorize them, they would come back to us in times of need. My children used to ask me, Mom, how you know so many tough texts? Because I said I used to learn my memory verse. My mother used to let us repeat for the quarter 13 memory verse. We had to repeat it and go up there and repeat them. And I was doing that from a child, so I know a lot of verses from the Bible. I try to memorize texts now. You know, I cannot even speak. It takes a long, long time, and sometimes you have to still forget them. So that shows that we have to remember our Creator in the days of our youth. And I tell my children that too. I said, if you don't learn now, you would never learn. And I want to sing, "Oh Jesus, I have promise." And this should be all, this, I hope this song would be the sentiments of each one of us hearts on the line here this evening. I sing, "Oh Jesus, I have promise to serve to the end. Be thou forever near me, my master and my friend. We shall not fear the battle if thou art by our side. No wonderful the pathway if thou wilt be our guide. Oh, let us feel thee near us. The world is ever near. I see the sights that dazzle, the tempting songs I hear. My foes are ever near me, around me and within. But Jesus, draw thou nearer and shield our souls from sin. Oh, Jesus, thou hast promised to all who follow thee that where thou art in glory, there shall thy servant be. And Jesus, I have promised to serve thee to the end. Oh, give us grace to follow our master and our friend." Yes, Jesus has promised to be with us all the way. And he promised never, never to leave us nor forsake us. And I hope I would like to inspire many of us. Maybe we cannot even learn at this time, but we can try to memorize these promises that God, so many promises he has placed in his word for us to encourage ourselves. We do not have to feel discouraged because God is always there with us. You know, yeah, he's always there with us. Carly, you want me to sing another song or you want me to stop here and let somebody else come in? Hello?
I'm sorry, I was on mute. Yes, go ahead and sing the other two verses of the other song. Amen. Thank you.
Oh. Okay, I will. Yes, we serve in a wonderful Savior. What a wonderful Savior.
"Christ has for sin atonement made. What a wonderful Savior. We are redeemed, the price is paid. What a wonderful Savior. What a wonderful Savior is Jesus, my Jesus. What a wonderful Savior is Jesus, my Lord. He gives me overcoming power. What a wonderful Savior. And triumph in each trying hour. What a wonderful Savior. What a wonderful Savior is Jesus, my Jesus. What a wonderful Savior is Jesus, our Lord."
Amen. Thank you, Sister Carlos, for opening my line. God bless, and I wish everyone in line a happy, happy Sabbath.
Amen, indeed. Yes, beautiful. Thank you for sharing those psalms with regarding peace. And God wants all of us to have peace and to be at peace. And I just share one I'll just share one text. There's so many, and we just have to search the scriptures and like you said, memorize them, write them down, because it is a truth. 4 years ago when memorizing scripture was easy for me, and now it's becoming a little harder because there's so much distraction, so much things to do, but we have to continue to be perseverant and write them down and memorize them and ask God to help us, because the Holy Spirit will bring them back to us at the appointed time. And Psalm chapter 37, verse 37, it says, "Mark the perfect man and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace." Brothers and sisters, let us be perfect in Christ and let us be righteous, because the end of us will be peace. And we will get to see our Savior. We will hear, "Well done, good and faithful servant." Amen. So I'll go to the next caller. Again, happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining us. 225-337. Your line is now open. CFU, you are on mute, please. Amen.
Yes. Could you come back to me? I'm not ready right now.
Okay, so you can take yourself off mute and raise your hand again when you are ready. Thank you. I'll go to the next caller. Again, good evening, brothers and sisters. 272-770. Good evening. Your line is now open.
Good evening, Sister Carla. Happy Sabbath. It's Sister Tymeko from Pennsylvania.
Amen.
God bless you all. I'm praying for each and every one of you, my beloved. And I just want to give the Lord praise and honor and glory for another week he has brought us through. He's with us every minute, every second, every hour. And I'm just so grateful for what the Lord is doing for me, for my family. What an awesome God we serve. He takes such good care of us no matter what the situation is. All we have to do is pray to the Lord, and he hears our prayers and he answers us as long as we pray in the will of the Lord. So I just would like to read a scripture. And I do have a song to sing. If I have enough time, I'm hoping I can sing the song. Praise God. Amen. Let's see. Psalms 150. "Praise ye the Lord, God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatnesses. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the tremble and the dance. Praise him with the string instruments and organs. Praise him upon the Lord, the loud cymbals, and praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord." Amen and amen. I do have a song. I don't know if I should be able to sing the whole thing, Sister Sister Carla, or should I just sing one verse and the last?
Amen. You have time, my sister. Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you, my beloved. Amen. Praise the Lord. "Sing them over again to me, wonderful words of life. Let me more of their beauty see, wonderful words of life. Words of life and beauty, teach me faith and duty. Beautiful words, wonderful words of life. Wonderful words of life. Christ still blesses one, gives to all, wonderful words of life. Sinners to the loving call, wonderful words of life. Oh, so freely giving, wooing us to the heavens. Wonderful words of life. Wonderful words of life. Sweetly echo the gospel call, wonderful words of life. Often potter is used to walk, wonderful words of life. Jesus, only Savior, sanctified forever. Beautiful word, wonderful word, wonderful word of life. Beautiful word, wonderful word, wonderful word of life.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much for opening my line, Sister Carla. I'd like to ask for prayer requests from my family, and I'd like to lift up each and every beloved brother and sister on the prayer line this evening, and I pray you all have a blessed and happy Sabbath. Thank you for opening my line. Love you all. God bless. Amen. Bye-bye.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Tymeka, for coming on and sharing the scripture reading and also for singing. Beautiful word, wonderful word of life, and we know the word of Christ, they bring life, they bring joy, they bring peace and comfort unto us, because he's the word became life in in John chapter 1. So praise the Lord. Amen. Is there anyone else who would like to share? Please press 1 so that I can open your line. Happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters, and welcome this evening. Nice to have you on the line joining us from Japan, Canada, the Netherlands, Jamaica, South Korea, and the different Caribbean island, and, of course, here in the United States. Just want to welcome each and every one of you. Amen. So if there's... Okay, we have one that has pressed 1, and then after this, the line dropped. Okay, I'll read. I'll check see if Sister Lee Oler is ready, and if not, I'll read something. Someone line dropped. They had pressed 1. So, 225-337, are you ready to share?
Yes. I wanted to sing
Amen.
My song at the cross where we first saw the light. But I didn't get my page. Let me get my page. I'm saying at the cross, at the cross. And let me just, I'll get it in just a second. The Lord, for the blessing that he gave us, safe traveling mercy. I went to get my tooth. I went to get my tooth today. I had a crown that was supposed to be put in my mouth, and I had a transportation that was supposed to take me. And by God's grace, I ended up calling last night to see if the guy was going to be able to have me there on time or what time he was going to pick me up. And when I called him, he said, well, no one set you up for an appointment. I said, oh, no. Now, mind me, I've already had to pay the $5,000 or more. I ain't no telling what it's going to be. But anyway, I had to be there because it's already been a month that my tooth has, I've been have the a little crown, it's a crown, the fake tooth. And if you don't get that tooth put in your mouth soon, your teeth can shift, and then the crown they made for you can actually be lost, and all the costs would be on me. So I said, so my husband said, honey, he heard how stressed I was about that. He said, honey, I will take off and I'll bring you. I hate for my husband to take off from work because he just went back to work Monday. So I'm thanking the Lord for what he did. Bless me and the people cleaned my tooth, and she gave me good news. And I just want to thank God for the blessing that I was able to get there and get back home safe because the traffic was very heavy. And I'm so grateful to our Father. So I want to sing at the cross. Let me begin. Amen. And then I'd like to read my scripture, Sister Carla, if I can, but if not, I can do it later. It says, at the cross, where we first saw the light, and the burdens of our heart roll away. It was there by faith we received our sight, and now we are happy all day. And I'm going to just stop right there because I don't know the tune of the other. But I love that song. I remember that song when I was a child when we used to sing it, my mother. But I can't get the tune of the other verse, but I want to just read my scripture. And my scripture is coming from the Ten Commandments. I love the Ten Commandments because, brothers and sisters, the Bible tells us, he said that when we go, when we turn our back on Christ, I mean on our Father, because the, Christ said he did his Father's will, and now we ought to do his will. And when we turn our back on Christ, yes, when we turn our back on Christ, well, what do we expect Christ to do? He plead for us, he love us, but yet he still bless us throughout the day. So I want to read, give me just a chance. I'm going to read verses 11. Wait, let me make sure. Excuse me. Let me. My husband. Okay. It says, but the seventh day. Oh, no, no, no. Hold on. I saw verse 8. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shall thy labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy strangers that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth and the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. And I just want to thank God for his Sabbath. And when I first learned about the Sabbath, Isaiah 58 was my favorite scripture. And that scripture I studied and I did some search when the Lord told us that he was going to repair the breach. So that was one of my favorite scriptures, and I want to thank God for his Sabbath. I'm still pressing on to tell anyone and everyone about the Sabbath, because for one thing, we know that the Sabbath going to be the test. And brothers and sisters, that's every day in our life. We got to continue working on that, and we got to pass that test. You know, nobody but God knows in each and every one of us. No one can say, oh, I do all this. I do. You know what? God sees all of our hearts. And I just thank God that he sees the hearts of his children. So I just want to thank you, Sister Carla, for opening my line. And I want to say God bless my brothers and sisters. And I love you guys. I pray, Father, that each and every one of us tonight, may we get a rest tonight that passes all understanding. You know, when you get that rest and you're revived for the week. So thank you, Sister Carla, for opening my line. God bless everyone. Amen.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Leola, for sharing that, the song, and also reading. It's so important to keep God's word close to our heart and to believe it, and to not only believe it, but to live it out in our life. And as a quick testimony, is going to work, relieving a coworker. I think it was the second time I saw her, and she was so happy to see me. She's like, oh, thank you for coming. I just wanted to tell you that when I saw you, I just saw a light around you. It's just something about you. And she was just like happy. And I was like, wow, praise the Lord. And I was like, thank you, Jesus. I said, only God told you to say that. Only, you know, it's nothing but God. And I had two books, A Step to Christ, because I was brought one for the young lady. And I said, I was asking the Lord, who shall I give this other book to? And I said, it is you. And I gave it to her, and she hugged me and was so happy. So I just thank the Lord for his blessing upon all our hearts. And we have to share the truth with others. The Sabbath, Jesus soon returning, and the preparation that needs to be made, brothers and sisters. It's not about having a crown filled with stars in it. It's about saving souls, and those that save souls are wise. So let us be wise in saving souls for the kingdom of heaven. Amen. So I'll go to the next caller again. Good evening, brothers and sisters. Happy Sabbath, and I'm happy that you can join us. 631-552, your line is now open.
Happy Sabbath. Truly a privilege to be on the line.
And
thank
Amen.
God for his grace and his mercy and his love, his protective care through this week. I want to share a testimony before I do so. I want to share a song first. Before the throne of God above, I have a strong and perfect plea. Oh, great high priest whose name is love. Whoever lives in peace for me, my name is graven on his hand, my name is written on his heart. I know that while in heaven he stands, no tongue can bid me dance deeper. No tongue can bid me hands creep on, and Satan tempts me to despair, and tells me of the guilt within. Upward I look and see him there, who made an end of all my sins. Because the sinless Savior died, my sinful soul is counted free. For God the just is satisfied to look on him and pardon me. To look on him and pardon me. Behold in there the risen Lamb, my perfect spotless righteousness. The great unchangeable I am, the King of glory and of grace. One with himself I cannot die, my soul is purchased by his blood. My life is in with Christ on high, with Christ my Savior and my God. With Christ my Savior and my God. With Christ my Savior and my God. So before the throne of God above, I have a perfect plea, the great high priest, whose name is love, that's Jesus Christ. No matter what you're going through, whatever matter struggles you face, remember where Christ is. And our main focus should not be on anything else, but on what Christ is doing for us. He's our intercessor. He's become our righteousness, and we have to look to him, not no man, but to Christ. We share a short testimony as I ongoing testimony. See the miraculous working of God more and more day by day in my life. In Jehoshaphat said to Israel, he said, the battle is not yours. The battle is the Lord. He says, stand and see the salvation of the Lord. As I took on a different journey of August 29, different employment, I got this thought in my head, the unknown to become known. So I went there as the unknown, then I become known. Was not, I press along, represent Christ in all that he asked me to do. And one of the tests, the trials, they did come, but perseverance is the key. And when you put your trust in your confidence in God. Never prove the devil right about his perception about you. Just continue, live for Christ in spite of the challenges. As I was there doing all that I need to do. So much wiles of the enemy. But I stand faithful to God in that. One of the person that was there was one of the second in command. He was not a fan of me when I was there, while he was there. He was asked to give me one of the keys so that I could have access to the office. And he refused to do so. And I keep doing what I have to do. I ignore all of that. I didn't even put him on my mind. I just put Christ on my mind and just do what I have to do. I show respect anytime. I come in his presence. And there was another that has the same temperament about me, and I just continue to do what I need to do, show respect, and do my task that I set to do. And in January, the second in command, he lost his mom. I heard that he lost his mom. And I went to the office, and I went straight to his desk. I sent my sincere condolences to you and your family. This time of bereavement that you're facing, your loss of your mom, pray that God will strengthen you. First, many times I went there and I said good morning, he would not answer, but at this point, he answered and said thank you. I went the following day and I went into the office. I said good morning. This time he responded. And about a week later, after that, I went to a different place to work. I didn't want to go to the office that day. One of my friends that was there, he was absent for a couple days, but he came back the Tuesday. And when he came back, he told me that I need to talk to you. It's very important. And I said, what is it? He said, remember that the CEO, he was not so much fan of you. And the boss had fired him. And he said, what? And he said, yeah, because of the boss had so much things to do and he was not doing his task as he ought to do. And he showed no respect to most of his workers and the boss did not tolerate that. Second person that would not have the temperament towards me as well. When they were on a job, and like you, it was raining and he asked me to go outside. He asked me to take some guys with me because I was in charge of about four guys. One went away and started filling for him to bring in some materials into the job site. It was raining when we arrived there. So I contacted him because the manager that I report to was not in. So he was filling in for that manager. So he was like, I contacted him and told him that it's raining. After the rain subsides, I let the guys bring it. No, he said, no, the guys have to do it now. I said, no. I said, I can't let people go into rain, cold weather and rain and take up material. I cannot do that. He said, no, they have to do it. And he hung up the phone. I contacted the boss to share the situation, what is going on. After the rain subsided, he started bringing in the materials. He came on the job site and said, I was calling your phone, why you didn't pick up? I said, I didn't realize my phone was ringing and it's raining. And my phone is in my pocket and I'm trying to get in the material out of the rain from getting damaged. He was said, when you see your phone ringing, you need to answer your phone. And I said, not while I'm working, and you know where I'm at, and you know what I'm supposed to be doing. So I don't think what you're saying is really valid at this moment. And he keep talking, and I said, right now, I really want to get out of this rain, get this stuff out. This rain was still trickling down. It's not heavy. And getting this material. So before I left, he said to me, anytime you see me calling your phone again, you need to pick it up. And the next manager called me phone, and the next manager called me phone, you need to pick up. I said, okay, continue to do what I'm doing. He went to the office the following day in the warehouse, and he saw my friend, and he told him, I ate Oliver so much. I really ate him. So the guy asked him, why you ate him? He don't follow train of command.
why he had to text the boss. And he said, because he couldn't handle the situation, so he had to reach out to the boss. And he said, don't tell him that what I said, I hate him. I said, he knows that he hate him. He knows that he hate him, so I don't have to tell him anything. Or you talk to him, he knows. So the following day he came, and he said, good morning. I said, good morning. He keeps saying good morning and whatever. But on Monday, last Monday, he lost his job. The boss said no longer needed him at home. These are Jewish people. All these people are Jews that got fired. It's a Jewish company. But the boss has zero tolerance towards anyone. He don't care how religious inclined like him. He will, once you're not doing what you're supposed to do, he will omit your service. And what happened after he omit his service this week, the boss called me. He never normally called my phone, and he called me and said, I need some guys to work because I have a lot of jobs. It's a hard work for a company, and I need you to get me some guys. And I make some connection with some guys to come in. And he started saying, you're doing some excellent job for me, and I appreciate what you're doing. So what I have to say, is that never fight your battle on your own for yourself. Allow God to do it for you. Just be faithful wherever you're placed. Be a faithful steward because you're a witness for God. Thank you so much for opening my line, Mr. Cole.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother O'Neill, for that powerful testimony. Praise the Lord. We know God is good and he is truly worthy to be praised. And there's so much that God will do for on our behalf if we are truly trusted in him. As you said, let him fight our battle. As in Psalms chapter 37, verse 5, it says, commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Amen. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light and thy judgment as the new day. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prosper in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked device to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. So praise the Lord, Brother O'Neill, for you to, as you were facing this trial and, I pray that you wasn't fretting or you didn't want to do evil or, treat those individuals the way that they were treating you. And praise the Lord that he worked it out. And you just got to continue to pray for them that they will repent and hopefully be saved and, come to respect others, as they want to be respected, as we all should respect others. Amen. Again, thank you for sharing. I have two more hands. We're going into our 8 o'clock hours, brothers and sisters. That was a powerful testimony. It was a little long, but we just thank the Lord because testimonies are powerful and they help us and encourage us. So please be brief as I open your line. Please be brief. If you have a prayer request, go ahead and state that. Or if you have a scripture, go ahead and state that. So 857-505, your line is now open.
Hello, Sister Carla. Hello, my beloved brothers and sisters on the prayer line. Happy Preparation Day. Happy Sabbath to all of you. My name is Brother Eli. I'm calling from Boston, Massachusetts. I'd like to thank God, Sister Carla, because God is good. He's worthy to be praised. And Sister Carla, I have a prayer request tonight. My prayer request tonight is to lift up my mother in prayer. My mother needs a lot of prayer, Sister Carla. Sister Carla, I am lifting up Sister Tamiko in prayer and her family members. I'm lifting up Sister Tamiko's beloved mother, Sister Dorothy. I'm lifting up Sister Keisha. I'm lifting up Brother Taiwan. I'm lifting up Sister I'm lifting up Sister KTN in prayer, and I'm lifting Sister Tamiko's nephew too, Brother Anthony. I'm lifting up Brother Anthony. I'm lifting up Sister Tamiko's all Sister Tamiko's family members, and I'm praying
Amen.
For her. I'm praying for her brother that the Lord will bring her have a house for him. I'm praying for Brother Chris Young that the Lord make him live a house to live because Sister Carla is cold out there. I'm praying for him that he will live, he will buy he will find an apartment, and I'm praying for that. And I'm praying for
Amen.
Brother O'Neill that the Lord will make Brother O'Neill to come to Baker Human Services, and I'm praying for Brother O'Neill that he will come to a day program. Sister Carla, tell Brother O'Neill we have a staff. We have
thank
a
you, Brother Eli.
Too. Thank you, Sister Carla.
Thank you, Brother Eli. Yes. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes, Brother O'Neill is he has a job, so he's not looking for a job, Brother Eli. But yes, we got to keep each and everyone in prayer. God is using him mightily right now in his current employment. So. He has to see God. We all have to see God before any move that we make or anything that we do. Amen. So I'll go to the next caller. We're going to go into prayer. I believe it's Elder Richardson. If you can pray for the request of Brother Eli and, general prayer request for each and everyone that's on the line, Elder Richardson, after you share, I will open your line now. Good evening and happy Sabbath.
Good evening. Happy Sabbath to you, Sister Carla, and to Advent Light Ministry brethren. Happy Sabbath to all. Hoping everybody are blessed, truly blessed. I know we have but a short time, so I'll do the prayer. But I just sing the song, Father Alone, and I hope our hearts are blessed by the grace of God. All right. Tempted and tried, we are made to wonder why it should be thus all the day long. While there are others living above us, we'll understand it all by and by. Father alone, know all about it. Father alone we'll understand why. Cheer up, my brother, live in the sun. We'll understand it all by and by. When death has come and taken our loved ones, it leaves our home so lonely and dread. When there we wander, while others prosper, living so wicked year after year. Father alone he'll know all about it. Father alone we'll understand why. Cheer up, my brother, live in the sunshine. We understand it all by and by.
Amen. Our Heavenly Father, we are thankful and grateful for your blessings and your mercies towards us. Lord, if it hadn't been for the Lord, where would we have been today? And so, Lord, we just want to thank you for mercies and blessings of your grace towards us, not willing that any of us should perish, but that all of us should come to eternal life. And so, Father, I present even Advent Light Prayer Ministry, Lord, as time after time, as these we come on this line, those that are sharing their testimonies, their songs, their prayers, the word, I pray, Lord, that it would enable us to have a closer walk and a closer relationship with you. You have heard the prayer requests. I have heard the prayer requests of Brother Eli and others, O God, and we present it to you, Lord, as we come boldly unto your throne of grace to obtain mercy and to find help in time of need. O Lord, you see the needs and prayer requests. Lord, I pray that you will answer according to your will. And Father, we are grateful and thankful for another week where we can come, another Sabbath, where we can come and gather together to worship, dear God, and to praise and to honor and to exalt your name as we share, Lord, various aspects of testimonies and prayers and songs, O God. And Father, we pray your blessing upon your words that will be presented tonight by your man servant. O Lord, may you hide him behind the cross, Lord, and fill him, Lord, touch his lips with a live coal, Lord, from the altar. That as your people await a word, dear God, that it will fall upon hearts that are receptive, hearts that will soak in the message, Lord, that will bring to us, Lord, fresh bread from heaven. And Lord, may you continue to bless each and every one, the missing ones on Advent prayer line, also, dear God. And all those that host, Sister Leola, Sister Power, Sister Carla, oh, Father, I pray a blessing on all those that are presenting on their various days. Oh, God, may your grace, may your presence of the Holy Spirit attend and abide with us in this online meeting, that your name will be honored, that your name will be glorified, that your name will be praised. Prepare us for heaven. Prepare us for the coming crisis. Save us and bless us, all we ask, in thanksgiving and praise to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Carla.
Amen.
Happy Sabbath.
Yes, amen. Thank you, Elder Richardson, for the song and for the prayer. Indeed, a blessed Sabbath to each and every one of my brothers and sisters and those that are listening via the internet. Welcome you this evening. And pray that everyone have their pen, a notepad, their Bible, and a device to look up Spirit of Prophecy if needed, to follow along as, Brother Ricardo come on and bring the message. This is part four, preparing to meet the Lord. Let me make sure that I have the title right. Amen. To prepare people to meet the Lord. Amen. And we all should be getting ready and being prepared. The third angel's message, preparing a people to stand true to the Lord, part five. So pray that you guys have been following along. I sent out a recording this week, actually. So I will go ahead and open his line. Happy Sabbath, Brother Ricardo, and your wife, Sister Samantha. Happy Sabbath. Your line is now open.
Happy Sabbath. Thank you so much, Sister Carla, for your faithfulness. Take it to another week again. All right. Happy Sabbath, everyone. It's my pleasure to be with you on God's Holy Sabbath Day. Thank you all for your faithfulness. Thank you so much for your song and your testimony and the scripture reading. Now let us go into the Word of God. Remember what we are studying, the third angel message, preparing a people to stand. And so before we any further ado, let me say a word of prayer. Silently say a prayer for me that God will put his words in my mouth, so my words will not be heard, but Christ's words will be uplifted. Amen. Father in heaven, we come before your presence. Nothing good I have done. I am a sinful man. But Lord, you have called me to do such a work. Lord, I'm asking you to touch my lips, touch my brain nerves, and speak through me to your people. Lord, let me speak to your people with clarity. So everyone would say it was good for us to spend a thoughtful hour on this prayer line. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, now, beloved, we're going to go back into our message, part five, the third angel message, preparing our people to stand. Remember, the third angel message is warning us, threatening us. Let us go to Revelation. Let us go to our scripture reading right here. Revelation chapter 14, verse 10 to 11. Revelation chapter 14, verse 9 to 11, rather. Revelation chapter 14, verse 9 to 11. And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast and his image and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation, and he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the angel and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascended forever and ever, and they have no rest day or night, who worship the beast and his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. Brothers and sisters, you reading this, it's supposed to get you fearful. This is the third angel. This angel is threatening us. If any man, God know each and every one of us on this prayer line, would receive the mark of the beast. But God in his mercy is send a message to help us. This is the message, and he's giving us a fearful warning. This is a more serious message that Seventh-day Adventists hold in these last days. If any man, boy, child, or girl, if any man worship the beast or his image, he shall receive the seven last plagues. He's going to burn. Listen, beloved. God's pleasure is not destroying lives. Watch this now. He shall be burned with the fire in the presence of the holy angel and in the presence of the Lamb. Who is the Lamb? Jesus Christ. Jesus wants to save each and every one of us, beloved. Manuscript, write down manuscript, release, volume 1, page 228, paragraph 2. Manuscript, releases, volume 1, page 228. Paragraph 2. Remember, the purpose of the third angel is preparing our people to stand true unto the Lord in these days, the last days. It's read, God's purpose in giving the third angel message to the world is to prepare our people to stand true to him during the investigative judgment. This is the purpose for which we establish. Hold it right there. This is the what? The purpose for which we establish. So if we are a follower of Christ, this is Christ's purpose for his people. God's purpose must become our purpose. What is God's purpose? God's purpose is in giving the third angel message to the world is to prepare Adventlight to stand true to the Lord when? during the investigated what? Judgment. Why? Because you and I, we have a pending case at the bar of God. But because you and I, we are sinners, God in his mercy, he's going to send a message to purify us, to clean us up, to purify and to cleanse us from sin. Watch this now. If you don't believe me, go with Malik to Malachi chapter 3, verse 3 to 5. Malachi. Because this message is a purifier and a refiner. Because the work of the third angel is fearful. Fearful is his work and powerful is his mission. He is the angel, remember, he is selecting and binding. Watch this now. Malachi chapter 3, verse 3 to 5. Chapter 3. And he shall set as a refiner and purifier of silver. And he shall purify the son of Levi, the sons of Levi. Purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in what? Righteousness. So the third angel, beloved, is a message on what? On what? Righteousness. So in order for you to stand in the judgment, you have to be purified and refined. God wants to polish you and I defects of character. Are you with me, beloved? Watch this now. Let us continue. Then shall the offering of Judah, who is Judah? Seventh-day Adventist. Judah is lawgiver. This is dealing with Psalm chapter 60, verse 7. Judah is my lawgiver. Watch this now. Then shall the offering of Judah and Jerusalem be pleasant unto the Lord, as in the days of old, as in former years. And I will come. Watch this now. When you and I, we are purified and we are refined by the message of the third angel, by following the counsel. Are you with me, beloved? Watch this now. As remember, the purpose of the message is to prepare you and I to stand true during the what? Investigated what? Judgment. Watch this now. Watch the verse. And I will come near to you to judgment. And I will be a swift witness against the sorcerers, against the idolaters, against false swearers, against those that oppress the hireling in his wages, the widow and the fatherless, and that turn aside the stranger from his right, and fear not me, said the Lord of hosts. What I want you to focus on now, listen what he said, and against those that oppress the hireling in his wages. Hireling in his wages. Those, you and I who have a job. I hear Brother O'Neill was giving us his testimony. He let God work. Beloved, when you let God work for you, God will come true for you. Are you with me? When you are faithful in these last days to the Lord, he will fight your battles. Watch this now. We're looking at hireling in his ways. So we know that the power that be, they are oppressing God's people in their wages. They are telling you, you need to take the job. If you do not take the job, you do not have a job. You cannot pay your bills and all these things. But what God will do unto those people, watch this now, James chapter 5, because God fight for his children. I want you to let you know that if you are a child of God, God said, touch not my anointing, do not my prophet no harm. Are you with me, beloved? Watch this now. Go with me to James chapter 5, verse 1 to 5. We're going to read it quickly. James chapter 5, verse 1 to 5. We need to prepare our people in these last days. Watch this now. Listen to what the Bible says. Go ye now, ye rich men, weep and howl for your misery that shall come upon you. For your riches are corrupted, and your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver is conquered, and the rust of them shall be a witness against you, and shall eat your flesh as it were fire. Ye have heaped treasure together for the last days. The mighty man, the rich man, power that be, what they are doing in these last days, they have heaped treasure. They are getting richer and richer, and the poor are being oppressed in their ways, oppressed, not getting enough hours, and struggling with their bills. Watch this now. Ye have heaped treasure together for the last days. Verse 4, behold, the hire of the laborers. Who is this? You and I. Behold, the hire of the laborers who have reaped down your fields. Mercy. This is what O'Neill was going through. Which is of you kept back by fraud. Cry unto the Lord. Do not fight. Lord, I give you the situation. Close them out. And the cries of them which have reaped have entered into the ears of the Lord of what? Shabbat, God of war. God will fight your battle. Verse 5 now, talking about the rich man. He have lived in pleasure on the what? Earth. And being wanting, he have nourished your heart as in a day of what? Slaughter. The money man, the rich man, what they are doing, beloved, what they are doing, the Bible says they have nourished their what? Hearts. They are getting richer and richer. While they are getting richer, they are killing, taking people life by poisoning the cells, the immune system, shutting down. People are dying. Suddenly, you and I know what I'm talking about. I'm not talking to you regarding Spanish now, beloved. I'm giving you your own language. What they are doing, beloved? They are nourished their hearts in what? As in a day of slaughter. Getting rich. Blood money they have. Watch this now, beloved. Let us go a little bit closer. So who is killing God's people? Let me show you what they are using to kill God's people in these last days. Some of you know this. Go with me to Revelation now. Revelation chapter 18, verse 23 and 24. Revelation, beloved, because they are nourished their hearts in the day of slaughter. Let us see what the Bible mean by this, beloved. Let me give you Bible for your feet. And I want to know who is killing God's people with these pharmacare and pharmaceutical, beloved. Pharmaceutical. Watch this now, beloved. Revelation chapter 18, verse 23 and 24. And the light of a candle shall shine no more at all in thee. And the voice of the bridegroom and of the bride shall be heard no more at all. In who? In the power that be. In who? In the media. In who? On the news. Are you with me, beloved? And the voice of a candle shall shine no more at all in thee. Who light up our soul? The word of God. Christ light you and I soul. You and I, we are like a candle. We represent a candle. And the light of a candle shall shine no more at all in thee. And the voice of whose voice is this? Christ. And the voice of the bridegroom and of the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee. For thy merchants, who is nourished their hearts in the day of slaughter? The merchants. Who are these merchants? For thy merchant was the great man of the earth. Who is the great man of the earth? The rich man, our government. What they are doing now? For by thy sorcery, we're all nation. What? Deceived. All nation deceived. Why you think the Bible says? For all the world wonder after the beast. For by thy sorcery, drug medication, beloved, all nations are deceived. And so because of this, watch now, beloved, what is the result when because of all nations is being deceived by the drugs, medication, killing God's people? What is the result? Verse 24, and in her was found the blood of prophets. Mercy. Remember James chapter 5, verse 5 says, they are nourished their hearts as in the day of slaughter. Watch this now. What is the result? When you take all of these things and put in your body, and in her was found in who? Babylon. And in her was found the blood of prophets and of what? Saints, God's people, and of all that were slain upon the earth. Are you hearing this, beloved? Remain faithful unto the Lord. Go one more step with me. I want to know who is killing God's people. I want to know who are these hearts that are being nourished as in the day of slaughter. Who is this, beloved? Go with me to Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 49. Jeremiah chapter 51. Go with me now, beloved. We want to know who is killing off God's people in these last days. Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 49. Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 49. We want to know who is killing God's people. Who are these people's hearts are being what? Nourished up as in a day of slaughter. Watch this now, beloved. The Bible is going to reveal this thing for us now. Watch this now. You ready? Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 49. Has who? Babylon. Had caused the slain of Israel to fall. Who, beloved? Babylon. Who is Babylon? Rome. As Babylon has caused the slain of Israel to fall. Babylon united the other kings of the earth, beloved. As Babylon has caused the slain of Israel to fall. So, at Babylon shall fall the slain of all the what? Earth. Are you hearing this, beloved? They are killing God's people through what? Drugs, medication. And so they are saying, no, because some of you do not want to take it, we're going to give it to you through the vegetables. And the Babylon shall all the slain of the earth. Let's go one more step with me now. Go with me to verse 24, beloved. Look at verse 24. God is going to show you now. Verse 24. Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 24 now. And I will render unto who? Babylon. Unto all the inhabitants of Chaldea. All the evil that they have done in who? Zion. Who is Zion? Zion is God's people, beloved. So who killing God's people? Babylon. The saints. You remember Revelation chapter 18, verse 24? The blood of the saints and the blood of the prophets, beloved. Lord have mercy. And in your sight, said the Lord, Rome is killing God's people and they are using the power that be. All nation is coming together. Come against the commandment keeping people, beloved. We must take heed to the health message. In early writings, beloved, early writings, in early writings, page 64, paragraph 1. Early writings, page 64, paragraph 1. Said the angel, when the woman of God in vision, said the angel, get ready, get ready, get ready. Yet ye will have to die a greater death to the world than ye have ever died. Yet die. What? Let me read that again. Let me go slowly. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Ye will have to die a greater death to the world than ye have ever yet died. So while we are dying to self, dying to the world, we are told you what? Ye will have to die a greater death to the world than ye have ever died. I saw that there was a great work to do for them and but little time in which to do it. Are you hearing this, beloved? There is great work to do in this little bit of time that we have, but the time is so little. So you need to spend time with Jesus. I know I'm pleading with some of you, beloved, and some of you come and you will not even dare to take up the Bible. You will not even dare to turn off the TV, turn off everything. You will not even dare to go into a silent room, beloved, and spend time with Jesus. You will not even, some of you on this prayer line will not even dare to go on your knees, beloved. We are told, Sister White said, beloved, when your prayer is long, why? When you come on this prayer meeting, beloved, why some of you prayer is so long? Because you are not praying through the week. And because we are praying now, we try to make up for the week that we lack, beloved. Beloved, we are told that when you come on prayer like these settings, beloved, the prayer must short. To be short, beloved, I am a servant of the Most High God. And the Bible said in 1 Timothy, beloved, 4:6, beloved, he said, if thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in words of faith and of good doctrine, beloved. Brothers and sisters, I'm putting you into remembrance. If you are lacking, if you do not have a prayer life, when you come on this prayer line, it shows your prayer life is weak. And the strength of the church, beloved, wherever you worship, the strength of the church, if you want to know a strength of the church, go to Wednesday night prayer meeting. Brothers and sisters, the Wednesday night prayer meeting is like the pulse of the church, the strength of the church. Why the church don't have any power? Because we only gather on Saturday. But when it comes to the midweek, beloved, you do not see the members. The church is empty on Wednesday night prayer meeting. But we are told in the spirit of prophecy, we must teach the people to love the Bible. We must teach the people to love Wednesday night prayer meeting. This is where your power comes from, through prayer. Prayer is the breath of the soul. We are told, beloved, when we gather in those kind of settings, we must ask for the latter rain. And when we ask by faith, and when we confess our sins and turn away our differences, beloved, when we humble our soul before God, beloved, when we on the latter rain in these last days, God will open the doors of heaven and he will give us the latter rain. We are told in Zechariah chapter 10, verse 1, ask for the latter rain in the time, ask for the rain in the time of the latter rain. We must ask for it because this is the message. The message of Elijah is the first, second, and third angel message. We are told, beloved, if we do not stand on this platform of truth, we will never receive the latter rain. We will never be a part of God. Remnant people, a lot of us, we will go out from among God's people. I am here to provoke you to good works. Get ready and get ready because you and I have a greater debt to die to this world, beloved. We must die, die, die daily. Let the old man, bury the old man. Keep him down, beloved. Keep him down. Do not let him rise up. Do not let self rise up. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, beloved, but mighty in God, pulling down strongholds, pulling down every imagination and everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Jesus Christ is coming, advent life. I do not know who I am talking to, but I am talking to one who will overcome sin. I am talking to one who will receive the crown of life on this prayer line. I don't care if you have gray hair, you have wrinkles. I don't care if you are feeling pain in your body, but Jesus Christ will remove that pain. He will remove sickness from your body. If you remain faithful, do not matter what comes at your door, stand up for Jesus. Let us move on, beloved. Beloved, Jesus Christ is coming. Get ready. We have a fearful message. Do not take it lightly. Maranatha, page 45, paragraph 2. Maranatha, page 45, paragraph 2. We are told, I have been shown. When the woman of God says she has shown, that means it is inspired. In vision, I have been shown that many who profess to have a knowledge of present truth, Lord have mercy, know not what they believe. Are you hearing this? Lord have mercy. Let me read it again. I have been shown that many who profess to have a knowledge of present truth know not what they believe. Why? They do not understand the evidence of their faith. Why? They have no just apprehension of the word for the present time. Lord have mercy. Why? When the time of trial shall come, there are men now preaching. What this is myself too. There are no men preaching to others who will find upon examining the position they own that there are many things for which they can give no satisfactory reason. Why? Until thus tested, they know not their great ignorance. We must afflict, we must examine our own soul and know our own weakness and say, Lord, uproot it, burn these evil, wicked ways out of me. Uproot it, O God. Lord, baptize me with the Holy Spirit. Baptize my tongue, baptize my mind, baptize my behavior, baptize my action, Lord. Baptize everything, redeem me, sanctify me. We need to pray like this, beloved. Wherever you see this sin, you need to attack this sin. You need to fight with self, beloved. You need to cast on imagination and bring in the knock heaven door down with our prayer. You need to flood heaven door with your tears, beloved. Jesus Christ is coming, and you and I, we have a pending case. The worst devil who gonna be in hell is a former Seventh Day Adventist who know present truth and do not apply to their whole life. I am talking to my own self, because if I preach to you and I do not apply to these things to my own self, I am a tinkling cymbal and a stoning brass. I am a false prophet, one who gonna be a cast away in these last days, beloved. But I must take heed to what I'm telling you. That's ready. There are many in the church who take it for granted. Take what? Present truth for granted. That they understand what they believe. Lord have mercy. But until controversy arises, this storm is coming. This storm is coming. Let me show you now, in order for you to go through this storm, because you and I, we all represent a house. Let me show you now. Go with me to Matthew chapter what? 7. Go with me to Matthew chapter 7. Let me go there right quickly. We represent a house, beloved, and Jesus said, you take these things of mine. I will liken unto you like unto a wise man. Matthew chapter 7 now, verse 24. Matthew chapter 7, verse 24. I'll read it quickly. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. You and I are the house, but the foundation is Jesus. Verse 25, and the rain descended, and the flood came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not. Why it fell not? Why? We want to know why it fell not. Matthew chapter 7, verse 25. We want to know why you will not fall in this time of trouble that is coming upon us. Why it fell not? For it was found upon a rock. Who is this rock? Christ Jesus and him crucified. Who is this rock? He is our Redeemer. Who is this rock? He is our High Priest. Who is this rock? He is the sympathizing Savior. Who is this rock, beloved? God with us, Jesus Christ, the one who creates the heavens and the earth, beloved. We must be found on the word of God. Verse 26. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine, you're hearing the word of God, you're hearing the plea, you're hearing the counsel, listen now, and everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not, and everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man. We don't want to be a foolish people in these last days. Foolish man, which built his house upon the sand, and the rain descended, and the flood came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was that fall. Why was the house fall? Because we hear the sayings of Jesus, but we will not do them. Let me move on, beloved. Go with me to Deuteronomy, because God give us these counsels, and we are told we must preach the word. We are told, beloved, the woman of God say, I saw a danger that the ministers are running off from the important points of present truth. Beloved, they are running off from the important points of present truth. They are robbing God's people to get ready, and any minister who knows the truth and he refuses to preach the truth. Sister White said the time is coming. The members of the church, we will grab the pastors and say, if you know these things, why do you not tell us? And these people, the members of the church, they're going to take the pastor, the elder, life. Because why? Probation already closed, and the elders and some of the members who are careless and indifferent, who do not want to study their Bibles, and when they realize it's too late, they're going to realize, they come up like the foolish virgin, say, give us some of your oil. We are told no one can share the Holy Spirit. Every man, woman, boy, and girl must obtain the Holy Spirit for themselves. Beloved, Jesus Christ is coming. No more pity parting, beloved. Too much of Seventh-day Adventists we are going. Some do not believe in the Holy Spirit. Beloved, if you do not believe in the Holy Spirit and you are teaching God's people error, Jesus said it's better for you to put a rope around your neck and put a milestone and cast yourself in the ocean, because woe unto you, how your judgment will be. Jesus will make you be burned in the presence of his people. Jesus will will make it burn in the presence of the angels, beloved. We have a fearful message. But at the same time, you see love. Love is exalted. When Jesus died on Calvary cross, love is exalted all the way, way up into the air. Look and live unto Jesus. Do not matter what you are going through, any sickness that you have, any whatever situation that you are going, whatever brokenness that you have in the past, look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Look and live. Look and live. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 2 to 3, beloved, go with me now. God is proving you, and God going to prove us and show us what's in our heart. God already knows what's in our heart. We do not know our heart. Why? Because if the heart is desperately wicked above all things. But who can know it? Only God. Our heart is like a stone, and God promised, I will move your stony heart, and I will give you a heart of flesh. This is love, because God knows that we are backsliding people. We do not have no desire for spiritual things, but love. Uplifted. Love wants to give you a new heart. Love wants to give you a new name. Love wants to give you a new motive. Love wants to take away your sin. Love wants to give you life. Love wants to take away your misery. Love wants to give you a new house. Love wants to take you out of this wicked, dark world. Love wants to put you into a world that's full of life. Love wants to give you peace and joy forever. Love wants to give you a new name, a crown up on your head. Love wants to give you a new clothes, a new garment that will never fade. Love wants to show you off in the heavenly Jerusalem. Love wants to bring you to the unfallen world. I said, these are they that get victory over sin. These are they that put path on my world. Love wants to do this for you. Love. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 2 to 3, beloved. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 2 and 3. Listen now. And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness to humble thee. Why God give you the counsel, the Bible and the spiritual prophecy? To humble thee and to prove thee. Why he gave you the spiritual prophecy? To humble thee and to prove thee. Why? To know what was in thy what? Heart. Mercy. Whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or no. Heaven know if you're going to keep it, but heaven is trying to show you you are rebellious child. But I love you so much, even when you want to go backsliding and going after whoring, after how to false God, how to erroneous doctrine, but I still love you. My arm is still stretched out. I will receive you unto myself. Jesus said, I'm married to the backsliders. Go with me to verse 3 now. And he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger and fed thee with manna. Jesus wants to feed you with his word and so you can be nourished up in words of faith. Why you want nourishment? Because you and I, we are malnourished. The pH level in our spiritual walk need to come up a little higher. We need some spiritual magnesium, spiritual iron, spiritual copper, and all of these things in our body, in our spiritual walk, spiritual stamina. Jesus wants to give unto us so we can be bold in these last days and to walk into all of his ways. Are you with me, beloved? Would you say amen out there? Amen. And he humbly and suffered thee to, and he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger and fed thee with manna, which thou knowest not. Neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know what man doeth not, that he might make thee know that man doeth not live by bread alone, okay, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of what? The Lord that doeth what? Man live. Brothers and sisters, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Are you with me, beloved? Jesus love you. And Jesus is looking for a faithful minister who will allow, who will encourage, who will remind his people of these things. You are love. You are love, Advent Life. Just remember that. You are precious in the eyes of heaven. Just remember that. Don't forget these things. Listen now, beloved. Great Controversy, page 488, paragraph 2. Great Controversy. page 488, paragraph 2. The Great Controversy, 1888, 1. Those who share the benefits of the Savior meditation should permit nothing to interfere with their duty to perfect holiness in the fear of God. The precious hours, instead of being given to pleasure, to display, or to gain seeking, should be devoted to an earnest, prayerful study of the Word of God. Are you hearing this, beloved? The subject of the sanctuary and the investigated judgment should be clearly understood by the people of God. What can we learn from this? What is the lesson we can learn from this? If you forget everything I said, what we must learn from this? The subject of the sanctuary and the investigated judgment should be clearly understood by who? Let me give it to you. The Seventh-day Adventist and everyone who interested in our message. The subject of the sanctuary and the investigated judgment should be clearly understood by the people of God. All need a what? Knowledge. All need a knowledge for themselves of the position and work of their great high priest. Are you hearing this, beloved? Otherwise, it will be impossible for them to exercise the faith which is essential at this time. Are you hearing this, beloved? So what's going to help us to get victory over this world, over sin, over temptation? Faith. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. So then faith come by what? Hearing and hearing of the word. Why do you think God gave us the Sabbath? We always say, remember, 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 remember. Because you and I, we easily forget. Let us move on, beloved. Jesus loves you. God is coming for us. We're talking about investigative judgment. Let us look on some scriptures that dealing with investigative judgment. Go with me to Daniel chapter 7. Daniel chapter 7, verse 9 and 10. Daniel chapter 7, verse 9 and 10. Daniel chapter 7, I'm going to give you the scriptures. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 17. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 17. Revelation chapter 14, verse 16. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 17. Let me just read it. I'm reading Daniel chapter 7, dealing with investigative judgment. Because we just read in the spirit of prophecy, remember, all need a knowledge for themselves of the position and work of their great high priest. The subject of the sanctuary and the investigative judgment should be clearly understood by the people of who? God. Are you with me now? Let us look at some scripture that deal with investigative judgment. Daniel chapter 7, verse 9 and 10. I beheld till the throne were cast down, and the ancient of days did sit, whose garment was white as snow, and the ear of his head like the pure wool. His throne was like the fiery flame, and his wheels as burning fire. A fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. Thousands ministered unto him. And 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The judgment, what I just said, the Bible said, the judgment was set and the books were open. You and I name in these books. Peter, our name in the book of life. Peter, 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 17. For the time is come that judgment must begin at the house of who? God. And if it first begin at us, what shall be the end of them that obey not the what? The gospel of God. Are you hearing this, beloved? We are looking at the investigative judgment. And these scriptures, they are giving us, there is a judgment is going on. And everyone must stand in the judgment. Watch this now, beloved. In Great Controversy as well, let me give you a little rundown. In Great Controversy, the book 1888, Great Controversy, page 490, paragraph 1. Great Controversy, page 490, paragraph 1. Though all nations are to pass in judgment before God, yet he will examine the case of each individual with as close and searching scrutiny as if there were not another being upon the earth. Are you hearing this, beloved? You and I, we have a pending case. And I'm helping you, I'm provoking you to get ready. Whatever you are doing, make up your mind and to live right with God. We know that we are struggling with sin, but Lord, I give you myself today. Consecrate and dedicate yourself to the Lord each and every day. Let us move on. Revelation chapter 14, verse 6. And also 7. Remember, it says, fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come. Let us move on. You know that one. Revelation chapter 20 now, verse 12. Revelation 20, verse 12. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open, and another book was open, and which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. So we want our works to be acceptable in heaven eyes. We know we cannot save by works, but we also cannot save without them. Are you with me, beloved? Watch this now. So I just also gave you great controversy that all will be examined, beloved, individually. You and I. Go with me one more step regarding judgment. One more step regarding judgment. Genesis chapter 18, verse 20 and 21. Genesis chapter 18, verse 20 and 21. And the Lord said, Genesis chapter 18, verse 20 and 21. And the Lord said, because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grievous. Can you imagine Sodom and Gomorrah time? Now America illegalized homosexual and all of these things, and they are teaching the children in the school homosexuality. Beloved, if you have a child in the public school and they're teaching, you might as well get your child out of school and do some homeschool with them. Are you with me, beloved? Because you do not want your son to come home and say, Mommy, I am a girl. And your daughter come home and acting like a dog, rearing all of these things on her head and dressing like a man. Are you with me? Let us move on now. And the Lord said, because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grievous, I will go down now and see whether they have done altogether according to the cry of it. Come unto me, and if not, I will know. And what was the result of Sodom and Gomorrah? Fire and brimstone. Are you with me, beloved? Let us move on now. Let us move on. Great controversy, beloved. Again, the book 1880, A Great Controversy, page 491, paragraph 1. When the work of investigative judgment closes, the destiny of all will have been decided for life or death. Probation is ended a short time before the appearing of the Lord in the clouds of heaven. Christ in the revelation, looking forward to that time, declares, he that is unjust, let him be unjust still. And he which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be what? Holy still. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according his work shall be. How can we prepare a people, beloved, stand during the investigative judgment, beloved? Counsel on diet and food. Also, I'm coming back to know, I just give you the remember, we are going back and forth. Health message, third angel. Health message, now we'll come back to the health message. Our time is running out, but yes, it's going to get sweeter now, beloved. Sweeter and sweeter. Hear this now. Counsel on diet and food, page 349, paragraph 1. Counsel on diet and food, page 349, paragraph 1. Let the people be taught how to prepare. Remember, the third angel is what? Preparing a people to what? Stand. Watch this now. Stand both spiritually and also physically. Are you with me? Remember the gospel, spiritually, the health message, physically. Watch this. Let the people be taught how to prepare food without the use of milk or butter. Tell them that the time will soon come. Hold it right there. We must what? Tell the people that the time will what? Soon come when there will be no safety in using eggs, milk, cream, or butter. Why? Because diseasing animals, write this down, because diseasing animals is increasing. Why we must not be eating eggs in these last days and milk and cream and butter? Because the diseasing animal is what increasing in proportion to the increase of wickedness among men. So what is increasing among men? Wickedness. What is increasing among the animals? Diseases, right? What? Let us see now, beloved, because the spiritual prophecy said, tell them that the time will what? Soon come when there will be no safety in using eggs, milk, cream, or butter. We want to know if the time, if this is the time that we are living in. Let me show you. Let me read some articles, some news article for you. You can't see, but just listen. Mad cow disease reported in New Brazil State. Are you hearing this? Beloved. In two states, mad cow disease is two Brazil states. Beloved, this cow is looking at me, and if this cow could talk, this cow would say, I am mad. Don't eat me, because if you eat me, the disease in me will cause you to be mad. Are you with me, beloved? So we are told we must tell the people that the time will soon come that there will be no safety in using eggs, milk, cream, or butter, and also meat, because the disease in animals. Let us see if this is so, beloved. If this is the time is now. Eating red meat will kill you, say scientists. Let us go. Is our grown meat safe to eat? CR tested 351 packages of grown meat and found dangerous bacteria in almost a third of their chicken. What? Dangerous what? Bacteria in almost a third of their chickens. Chicken samples we bought. Deadly bacteria in ground beef, cow coming from cows, remember mad cow disease, and worrisome gaps in the way meat is regulated in this country, United States. Now fish, some of us are still on the fish. Mercury in our seafood. When is fish no longer safe to eat? In other words, beloved, they are saying the fish is no longer safe to eat because mercury poisoning. Peter calls for women to go on. Let me just skip that one. You don't want to hear that one. Okay, now. Go to the chicken again. Bird flu forces Ohio egg farm to euthanize 3 million chickens. What? Bird flu? 3 million what? Chicken, beloved. Remember, we are told. Let me give you one more quotation now. What time? Okay, I have a little bit of time. Listen now. Listen to this quotation, beloved. My brother, you just said eggs and milk. Let me give you another quotation. Council on Diet and Food, 380. On Diet and Food, 386, paragraph 6. Let me read this quickly. We have to come back next week by God's grace and break these things down. Very lengthy study, but we have to chop it up in parts so we can understand. The animals are diseased. What? The animals are diseased. By partaking of their flesh, we plant the seed of disease in our own tissue and blood. Mercy. Remember, bird flu disease? Then when exposed to the changes in our malarious atmosphere, these are most sensibly felt. Also, when we are exposed to prevailing epidemics, we see the pandemics, right? When we are exposed to prevailing epidemics, and contagious diseases. When we eat in animals now, watch this now, because the immune system is suppressed. Watch this. The system is not in a condition to resist the disease. Any flu come around, whatever flu, whatever disease, you catch it. Because of what? The disease is increasing in animals, right? Let us move on now, beloved. Watching the time, 3 more minutes. Days of intense heat have killed thousands of cattle. Kansas, beloved, remember when last year they were talking about thousands of cows dropped dead because of the heat strike of the sun? The sun was very hot. A lot of animals, but I believe some of those animals they carry to the farmers, they're going to kill it and bring it in the store. Beloved, let us take heed to the council. Council on Diet and Food, page 400, paragraph 4 and 5. Council on Diet and Food, page 400. Paragraph 4 and 5, we are told, there are those among Seventh-day Adventists who will not heed the light given them in regard to this matter. What is this matter? They make flesh meat a part of their diet. Well, you must not eat flesh meat because of the disease is increasing and the wickedness of man as well, right? Disease come upon them sick and suffering as a result of their own wrong course. Who bring on the sickness on ourselves? Us. They ask for the prayers. Lord have mercy. They ask for the prayers of the servants of God. But how can the Lord work in their behalf when they are not willing, notice now, willing to do his will. Why do you call me Lord and do not the things I say unto you? When they refuse to heed his instruction in regard to health reform, for 30 years, the light of health reform has come into the people of God. But many have made it a jest, a subject of jest. So a lot of us laugh at the health message. But they have continued to use tea, coffee, spices, and flesh meat. Their bodies, the result of these now, their bodies are full of disease. Are you hearing this, beloved? Let us take heed to the counsel, beloved. Father in heaven, we thank you so much for being with us. Thank you so much for your word, oh God. I pray that you will give me the privilege to come back next week, oh God, to your people and to encourage your people. As we are departing, Lord, we pray that we will contemplate and meditate upon these things, oh God. And let these counsel not depart from us, but let us walk in these things. We cannot do it, but we ask you for the grace of your power, of your Holy Spirit. Bless my brothers and sisters. Whatever era that we are struggling, we ask you for strength. Thank you so much for being with us. Thank you so much for your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother Ricardo. Praise the Lord. Saints, thank you for joining us. I pray that you were blessed and that you wrote down these scriptures and these spirit of prophecy so that you can go over it. There's so much to say, but because of time and I don't want these words to leave your mind, I'm going to have to say good night, blessed Sabbath to each and every one of you. Hope to hear you back on the prayer line next Sabbath. Also, Sunday, we join Sunday and Thursday at the same time. Sunday is last day's event. Thursday is Health Reform Thursday. And the Sabbath is the message, the bread that is, fresh bread that is needed to take us into Sabbath day. And may you have a blessed night, brothers and sisters. Jesus loves you. He is soon to come. This is a solemn time that we're living in. And we ought to make our calling and election sure and to warn the people. Jesus has done it all for you. It's up to you right now to choose you this day who you will serve. May you be able to stand no matter what. Amen. Thank you.
Jesus.